Who's heard that phrase? Whatever the weather, who's heard that phrase? Some of us, yeah. And it's a sort of, it's an idiom meaning that the weather won't change things. We will go on regardless. And I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today, and I was praying about it and about what to talk on. And in the few sort of short hours that I was thinking about what to say, I realised that in just a few short hours, we'd had really blazing sunlight, we'd had pouring rain, I'd been in short sleeves 1 minute and then a raincoat the next minute, then I popped out and I had an umbrella and a fleece, but then I got home and it was really warm again. We'd had all four seasons within those few short hours. I'm sure some of you have had that this week as well, that sort of not knowing what to wear or what to take because you just don't know what the weather is going to do. And it got me thinking about weather and about God. And we talk about the weather a lot, don't we? Yeah, and sometimes we're moaning, aren't we? We're too hot, we're too cold, we don't know what to take, we don't know what to wear. We are starting to see the impact of climate change here and abroad. This is one of the reasons why the weather is so unpredictable. And we've got these sort of curious weather events happening around the world because of climate change. We've got fruit and flowers and vegetables and things growing at unexpected times. I found a whole load of seeds recently. They were all very out of date, but I decided to plant the whole lot and just sort of see what happens, because it seems to be the wrong time of year for all of them. But I figured that, I'm not sure a lettuce knows what time of year it is, so I planted the whole lot, and I'm going to try and grow a kitchen garden so I can live off the land instead of Tesco's. But I'm going to see what happens with all of my fruit and veg. And I know what you're thinking, what on earth has this got to do with God and faith? A lot. There are lots of references in the Bible to weather and to seasons, and it took me a long time to decide which readings to focus on today. Oh, little one, it's okay. Don't worry. Oh. So the first reading that we looked at today was from Genesis 8, 15 to 22. You might want to just turn to that one a moment. This is the end of the story of Noah's Ark, which is a well-known, intriguing story about faith and trust, and it's one that we often talk about in Sunday school. And I've used this reference because of the last verse there. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Now, that happens, that is said after Noah has sacrificed some burnt offerings to God. And the idea is that those changing seasons remind us of the promise that God will not do that again until Jesus comes back in the future, which we read of later on in the Bible. Now, if you've heard me preach before, you'll know how much I make reference to nature, the natural world, whether it's rogue tomato plants or the theology of compost. God uses nature to show me many things. And there are simple metaphors that we often use to think about God. For example, the wind outside. You can't see the actual wind, but you can see its effect. So when the wind is blowing and the trees are waving, you can't physically see the wind, but you can see the impact. We can't always physically see God, but we can see the impact. And it's a good way to explain to people that don't know God that you do know God is there because you can see the impact of God's presence, whether it's a word, whether it's something somebody says, something you notice, or just the knowledge that a prayer has been answered. Let's think for a minute about rain. Who's been caught in a torrential downpour this week? Yeah? I know I have. I only popped to the post office for a few minutes and I came back and I was drenched. That was in between bursts of bright sunshine. And I think it depends where we are as to whether we appreciate the rain, doesn't it? If we're sat at home and we're all cosy and dry and we're watching the rain pouring down, cascading down the windows or down the street, it's okay. It's nice. It's feeding the ground. It's making things grow. But if we're out and about with no umbrella, we are not okay. But what is that rain doing? It's washing the surfaces. It's cascading down hills. It's cleansing everything in its path. God speaks through that rain. God cleanses us, prepares us for the next thing. God wants us to be clean, ready for the next challenge. Now, as I was writing this a couple of days ago, suddenly blazing sunshine came from nowhere. I had to move the curtains around because it was so bright. What do we liken sunshine to? A new light, a new way to see things. Sometimes when the sun comes out, we have to sort of squint to see things better or put sunglasses on so that we can see better. What do we need to do to be able to know God better? And that is what God wants, for us to draw closer to him. So when the sun is shining, we see things more clearly. We see the detail of things. We literally see things in a different light. And if we map that on to knowing God, how does God want us to see things differently in a new light, in his new light? Last week, we also had a few short minutes of what felt like sleet, almost a little snow flurry. I'm not sure, did anyone see that? Yeah? It was frozen rain. It didn't settle, but it got me thinking about snowfall in recent years, when you'll have seen huge white blankets of snow covering everything, making things beautiful, but complicated and treacherous at the same time. Do we see God there in the snow? Yes, holding things in his hands, stopping time to give us time to reflect, slowing us down in all that busyness of life. Let's jump to our gospel reading. So Matthew 16, apologies, 1 to 5. The Pharisees and the Sadducees are trying to test Jesus. They are demanding a sign from heaven. You can see there, they were testing him in verse 1. And he replied, "When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast." The Pharisees and Sadducees had already decided that they would not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And Jesus, being Jesus, the Son of God and fully God and fully human, he could easily have done something to impress them, to show them that he was God, but he chooses not to. There's a sense that when we know God, we know. We don't need to ask for signs. We just know in our heart that God is with us, loving us, caring for us, cherishing us, smiling at us, wanting the best for us. Jesus says in John 20, verse 29, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." When we step into faith, we start to see God working in our lives. So to conclude, in the pouring rain, in the blinding sun, in the freezing wind, the sleet and the snow, when we're boiling hot, when we're shivering with cold, God is with us, whatever the weather. Amen. Amen. Thank you.